So whenever you hear these testimonies of people who attend these deliverance ministries where they have these supernatural physical experiences, what they call being slain in the spirit, falling on the floor, shaking uncontrollably, seeing visions, burning sensation, tingling feeling on the face, you know, a lot of that stuff is demonic, and I'm explaining to you why. What people don't realize is that the people who operate these ministries will often use occultic practices in order to produce those results. For example, you have the Eastern mystics and gurus in the ashrams that will essentially encourage their students and train them to go into what's known as an altered state of consciousness, essentially putting the mind in a state where it's suggestible to believing anything. And they'll claim that the objective is to dull the critical thinking process because the mind is seen as an obstacle to enlightenment. And the result is pretty much the same. They will experience involuntary movement. They'll see visions, they will engage in repetitive motions and gesticulation, they'll have burning sensation, tingling on the face, pelvic feet, and on the crown of the head. And so we see that a lot of this stuff has been adopted from paganism. What was once relegated to the occult and the heathens of this world are now being replicated in churches. You know, the Bible says, "This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish."